A community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tulsa, Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. We'll talk things over with Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And joining us this morning for a community connection, again, Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley from Bartlesville School. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Charlie.
How was your Christmas break?
Wonderful.
Good.
It was very good. Yeah, our son came home from college. We got to have him for a little bit before he headed back. He's a swimmer, so yeah. We just had him for about a week, but it was good to have him.
Well, again, there's so many, particularly at the college level, but more and more even at the high school level, that break time isn't necessarily break time if you're an athlete.
That's exactly right. That's the reality. Those folks really put in a lot of time. So.
Yeah. Well, glad to hear about that, and we'll talk Bruin sports here in just a little bit, but sure. Before we get there, among the top items on nearly every board agenda as part of your update to the board, just have a construction update. There's always something being built or rebuilt or replaced in schools, tracks, or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot going on, yeah. like a lot of places do. And Charlie, one thing I would like to say before we get there, uh-huh. Just wanted to mention, make sure I don't forget, January is School Board Appreciation Month.
Yes, it is.
And I want to make sure our folks know, our community knows the commitment that our school board members take. We have a 7-member board. Those seats are 4-year terms, and all of our board members, they are working folks that volunteer their time for no money, and really they get a lot of input, which they're do a great job of being involved in the community and listening to the community and helping guide our schools, just for trying to make this a better place for our community, make our schools better. And so we really appreciate all those.
And their involvement, as I see it anyway, is more than just that, those 2 meetings a month. There are committee meetings. There are other things, continuing education for them,
sure.
Legally required education for them. So it's more than just an hour here, an hour there.
That's exactly right. And I can tell you, as being new into my position, one of the big roles they have is hiring a superintendent, and obviously this group went through that process, and they really did their due diligence on that process. As one that went through it, I can tell you that they've done a great job for us, and I just want to appreciate them for all their time and efforts.
Well, unlike your job interview, the Senate gets to grill the national people in front of live TV. So
that's true. I guess it could have been worse. That's right.
Anyway, but it is School Board Appreciation Month,
sure.
And regardless. So whether you live in Bartlesville Schools or any other school That's district right. around the area, send them an email. Generally, their emails are listed on the district website. Mm-hmm. Frequently, they are listed in phone books and other places. You mm-hmm. could send them a note of appreciation. They hear from you anyway if they do something that you don't like, but every once in a while, tell them something you did like.
That's right. Thank you, Charlie. Yes. Yeah, so to get back on the, when you mentioned earlier that you're talking about construction projects and I'll give you a quick update on those things that are going on. It's pretty easy to see if you drive around town.
Yeah.
You know, first off, the old Madison building, if you've seen there, it's the demolition is ongoing.
Not quite level yet, but it's close.
It's pretty close. Yeah, that's right. I haven't been by there this morning yet. However, I know when I was by there yesterday, I think they were basically to the old auditorium, which they've already gutted all the inside of it. And so that's coming down, mm-hmm. Which that's obviously enables us to be more efficient, where we're rid of that over 100,000 square feet that we're having to maintain and insure. So that's one project. Secondly, at our board meeting that you're at, Charlie, just this week on Monday, we're real excited to approve the purchase of some new buses. We have 15 new route buses that the board approved. Also, 2 what we call people movers, 2 of the smaller buses you might see that churches use, as well as 2 activity buses. And those are the larger buses that have the storage underneath that you can use. Makes it easier to transport things like music equipment or helmets, those kinds of things. So
It's rough when you have to sit in the school bus seat next to the sousaphone.
You know? That's exactly right. So we are we're really excited to get those, and we should be seeing those come in by the end of the school year. So when we start school next year, we'll have full use of all of those buses, and they are obviously coming in new. They're coming in with under warranty and will be much more efficient. So we're going to have 17 buses that we'll be surplusing. Once we have these buses in, we'll go through an auction process, we'll declare them surplus, and we'll publicize that as well if any folks have interest in that. I know a lot of times groups like the Boys and Girls Club or On the Rock, those kind of folks are interested in that, so we'll make sure we spread the word. Mm-hmm. If there is some interest in some of those buses. Also, it's going to enable us to, we spend funds obviously on old vehicles in terms of the maintenance level, so we're looking forward to capitalize on those efficiencies as well as the improving the miles per gallon on those. It's a significant increase than what they're having. So we're excited about those, the transportation wise, about having those. Our track, which we've already approved funds to replace our track, and so that's, we're literally, and the company that's doing it has been finishing up a job elsewhere, and that's weather related. Matter of fact, we're hoping they're going to start at the beginning of next week. They're scheduled to start Christmas break, and weather's setbacks that push them back. So, and once they get started, Charlie, that's just about a 2-week process. So it'll be pretty quick once they do the track, and we're excited about that. Now the tennis courts is well underway, and the tennis courts are going to remain at their current location. You know, we've had some discussions in the planning process about possibly relocating them, but really felt like the current location for them, just north on North Campus there, it's about 16th Street by the high school. We're going to keep them right there, and so they've been demoed, and they are. We're going from current status of having 5 courts, we'll have 6, and that's a 100-day project that has already started. So we're hopeful that by mid-April, we're hopeful once again by the end of the school year that we're able to use those tennis courts. You know, we do have the defending state champion tennis player, Erin Epperson, and we're hopeful that she'll be able to play there before she graduates this year. And she, matter of fact, she's signed. She's going off to Creighton University. I'm really proud of that young lady, and hopefully she'll get a chance to use those things. So we're hopeful that those track and tennis courts, that this year's kids will be able to use those by the end of this year. So we're really excited about that. Also, in our at our board meeting Monday, there was a package that was approved. Actually, Gorman Construction won that, a local company. We're pleased about that, to do three different projects, one being the softball locker room over by the softball field by Madison. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the only new square footage we're going to be adding with any of these projects that we're talking about. So we're going to have a softball locker room for our girls team. We're excited about that. We should have that done early summer, so they should have that for the full season. Actually, later this year, the next school year. Their current status has been they've used a locker room inside the new Madison across the parking lot, so basically it wasn't much use to them. So we're pleased that they have that opportunity. They deserve that, obviously. So we have a softball locker room. The Bruin Activity Center, which is the indoor facility just south of the high school, we had a wall built in there, and so that we'll be able to use a portion of that facility to have a weight room and also a cheer room, a dedicated cheer room for our cheer squads. They've been, you know, it's quite a process for them to practice. They have to put their mats out, and then they have to wait on some basketball things to be over, and it's, so now they can have their own location that they're very excited about. Also, the weight room, that'll be an athletic weight room, which enables us to reprogram spaces in the Phillips gym, and that planning is ongoing. So those two changes, so the softball locker room, Dungeness Stadium, and the Bruin Activity Center, those were approved. So that process will be rolling this spring. We're hoping to have those projects done, like I said, by, you know, towards the end of the school year, so that we can kind of get ready for next year, which enables us to use to reprogram some spaces. For example, for our music programs, we are in the process of within the Phillips gym, some spaces that we have there, because in the Phillips gym, or the old gym, some people call it, where we've had, for example, a weight room there, the athletic weight room, we'll be moving out of that space. Also, our having the cheer team out of that space, we're going to reprogram some of those spaces, so that we'll have a new spaces for Palm. We'll have a dedicated space mm-hmm. where the current weight room is. Okay. Also expand some space for our wrestlers, so they'll have some more room. And then for our music programs, we're going to have the, there's a connection that we can actually connect the from the Fine Arts Center to the Phillips Gym. And so that we're going to have some additional music spaces for our instrumental music programs. Mm-hmm. We're also going to do a little bit of renovating in our Fine Arts Center so they have some additional large spaces for our vocal music programs. Because what we had, we went to a four-year high school. What their need was, we needed some more large spaces. We have some large spaces, which we're very fortunate about, but they really needed some more for practice purposes. We have a large number of kids in those programs. Also over at New Madison, by moving the softball locker room out of their PE locker rooms, mm-hmm. We're going to do some renovation in those spaces, and so that we'll have at Madison, we will have a separate, we currently have a choir room, and then we share a band and orchestra room. So mm-hmm. now that we'll have, we're going to renovate some of those spaces, that locker room area, so we'll have a separate band, orchestra, and choir room in addition to the auditorium. So we're working within our square footage. And those total square footage additions for our music programs is about 7,000 more square feet between the high school and Madison.
That's so pretty significant.
Yeah. It is pretty significant. We're really, and we're in the planning stages for that, and we're hoping we can get all that done by the start of next year. So it's pretty ambitious. But those are things that will be coming up. Also want to mention on from the bond, talking bond proceeds and projects, one that doesn't necessarily mean building anything, but is in terms of helping us with our budget situation. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of our budget priorities, which I'll hope to get to here in a minute, is to obviously to build our fund balance. So there are some, now that we have some bond revenues, we're able to purchase things that we previously had to pay for out of our general fund that we can use bond funds for. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to help us with our, help our budget situation for the future, which we're very thankful for. And then also technology is a major, we have a major initiative going there.
Yes.
Our goal is we're having a phase-in plan where we have a one-to-one initiative for our kids. The goal would be eventually that every 5th to 12th grader has a device mm-hmm. That they'll be able to use, take home with them. And so we're in the process now. As a matter of fact, our professional development day on Monday was, most of the day was focused on training our teachers okay. on how to use the upcoming technology. Later this year, actually for the start of the next school year in August, we'll be assigning a Google Chromebook to every incoming 9th grader okay. This coming year. And then the following year, our plan is to have that for all high school students, all 9th to 12th grade students. And then that third year, we'll get down to 5th to 12th grade. So we're working through that right now. We're really just working on our staff, the professional development, and making sure that we, our staff, knows the best use of that technology and engaging our kids. So those are all kind of things related to the bond. The bond issue. So it's quite a bit going on.
Yeah, well, that one vote a few years ago or a few months ago really now starting to just generate all kinds of projects.
That's exactly right. It's really enabled us to springboard some things which are exciting, to be able to move forward in some areas that our community supported us in, that frankly, you know, with the state budget, the way the state revenue is and that and how that impacts our school, mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able to do these types of things. So we really appreciate our community for supporting our kids.
Side note, Justin, and you can touch on this if you choose, with some cuts to the state budget due to not getting as many dollars so far this fiscal year as they had anticipated, likely you're going to get shorted based on what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, there was a recently, in the last week, we found out our monthly allocation from the state was shorted 75. It came out to us was about 75,000. And so those are, anytime you plan for things and you don't get what you plan for, it can be like anyone's budget. And so we're hopeful that we'll be able to finish the year with the state not having a revenue shortfall, because that's really when there's some struggles.
Sure.
And which kind of leads into my topic, Charlie. I'd like to talk a little bit about, we visited with the budget about, our board about, in terms of determining budget priorities.
Tell you what, I'll take a break. We'll talk about that when we continue. Again, talking with Superintendent McCauley on AM 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Chuck McCauley, talking school business for Bartlesville Schools, and just really got started on the money as far as how the state allocates dollars. And again, it's all based on expectations as opposed to money in the bank.
Sure. And so our fiscal year runs July 1 to June 30th. I know we talked a lot about when I was onboarding as superintendent, actually before I started really, was talking about the concern being with our fund balance in terms of cash reserve.
I think Emery Pitzer was on that subject 20 years ago.
Yes, so you're exactly. When we finished the school year, our percentage was below 6% in terms of our fund balance. And for us, for our district, we need to be at least at 7 to be able to make payroll in December. Mm-hmm. So to be able to pay our employees. So that's a crucial point. And that's why we made personnel reductions. We made about $1.5 million in personnel reductions for this year. Mm-hmm. And then also we moved forward quickly with our bond issue to help, just like I described earlier, to help our general fund. Yeah. And so one of my goals with my board I want that fund balance to be closer to 9% by the end of this fiscal year. I'm hoping we can be even better than that, but we need to build our fund balance so that we can ride the wave. Mm-hmm. Just for example, like when we found out this past month that the check from the state was going to be a little shorter than what we anticipated, we need to be able to ride that wave without having to impact our personnel and our kit, which that's what impacts our kids. So one thing is we want to do is continue to build our fund balance to get closer to that 10% mm-hmm. Number, which we're working that direction. We're thankful we would not be able to do that without the bond issue, so we're very thankful for that. Secondly, I feel like our biggest threat is the teacher shortage in Oklahoma. So we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to, in terms of recruitment, but also in terms of retaining our teachers. And there's some things we're working really hard on, the culture piece, things that don't cost money. And when working, that's been a big part of my job this year, working on that. And we're making strides on that. But a couple things that do require funds that we're working on. We want to do everything we can locally, and one is to protect our class sizes, mm-hmm. Which that means staff. And so we want to make sure that our class sizes don't get any larger than what they are right now, and that impacts teachers. I mean, teachers, because they know that's what benefits students. Secondly, on salary increases, there's been a lot of talk about, I think everyone realizes our teachers do not get paid enough. We want to make sure locally we do everything we can to give them salary increases, do everything we can. Obviously, to make a big splash, the state is going to need to help us some, and who knows how that will land.
Right.
But just with the state of the revenue, it's going to be a challenge for them to do that. So we're want to make sure we do everything we can locally. So we want to build our fund balance, focus on our teacher recruitment and teacher retention. We want to protect programs. We want to make sure that we have all the offerings available to our kids that we currently have and have the best things, the best offerings for them. A couple initiatives that we have that I've talked about today. One, obviously, with technology, we're moving mm-hmm. forward this one-to-one initiative. And then secondly, in terms of STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, that's something that to build off the Phillips 66 donation that they give us in terms of adding labs at our secondary schools. We've increased our offerings for our kids. We have double the number of students taking these STEM classes, which are math and science elective classes in addition to their traditional math and science class, 6th to 12th grade. Mm-hmm. We're moving forward with having those type of offerings at our elementary schools. So a couple things I want to... those are our budget priorities: build a fund balance, teacher recruitment and retention, protect our programs, and then STEM and technology.
And if you have just a moment, can you comment on the partnership with Tri-County?
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. That's the exact next thing I wanted to talk about. And so we're working hard, a couple of collaborative efforts to making sure that we are can accomplish these goals with the budget climate that we're in. And one, we're very appreciative of Tri-County Tech, Lyndall Fields. I visit with him often. We're friends. And he, in fact, he had from one of his staff, I talked to him about, they have an engineering program that we have our kids, which they do some robotics and do a lot of neat things.
They do.
We've been partnering with them to making sure that we have pathways open to talk about if they were to put a teacher for us at the high school. Mm-hmm. And we currently offer our freshmen, we have a Bartlesville High School teacher that teaches an intro to engineering class that mm-hmm. helps that pathway into their engineering program at Tri-County. And so what, pending their board approval, I think at their next meeting, I think with Tri-County is they're going to provide a teacher that will be housed at Bartlesville High School mm-hmm. that will teach the sophomore level class of the intro to engineering program. And then also we'll fill the remainder of their schedule. We'll wait until the enrollment shakes out, but they'll fill the remainder of the schedule teaching either math or science classes at the high school. Most likely it's going to be science classes. So we're so thankful for Tri-County for working with us. This is something that came, in fact, I think Corinza Kester worked through that, and Lyndall and I got to talking about it. And so really Corinza and high school principal LaDonna Chancellor are working out the details. And so we're very thankful. And it's a win. It's a win-win because mm-hmm. Tri-County, they're most likely going to see more kids getting into their program, more of our Bartlesville students. You know, Lyndall announced at our board meeting the other day that out of 6A schools, that we have the largest percentage of kids attending a tech center, which people sometimes are surprised about that when they hear about Bartlesville, mm-hmm. Think about what our students are involved in. But yeah, we have around 220 kids that every day spend half a day at Tri-County Tech.
Yeah, we think mostly about college-bound students, sure. But as the world knows, not every student goes to college.
That's exactly right. And even at Tri-County, several kids there, they continue on in college, but there's several that don't. I mm-hmm. mean, they choose to, you know, they learn skills and are able to get into the workforce and do well. So we're very thankful for Tri-County. One other collaborative effort I wanted to mention is our Bartlesville Public School Foundation. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier that we want to expand some STEM opportunities through Project Lead the Way at our elementary schools next year. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working with our foundation since before I became superintendent about ways to fund that, and just because not knowing what the budget's going to be like.
And there was a list of, a dozen or more grants that came out just mm-hmm. fairly recently.
That's exactly right, yeah. And we're pursuing all those. But what our foundation has done is they've approved match up to $41,000 mm-hmm. to help us implement some STEM opportunities at our elementary schools. And so, matter of fact, I think the last number I saw, I think they've raised about, there's been $21,000 donated that they're going to match that. So we're about 42, about halfway there. Their deadline for that is March 1st. And the reason that we have that deadline is so we know what the need is as we work into our budget process. But mm-hmm. they're very, very thankful for our foundation to help us with these are something that they haven't really done in a while in terms of some large initiatives. They have in the past, but it's been a while. Under Justin Krebs, Blair Ellis, a couple of leaders in the organization that are helping us do that. So we're really excited about that opportunity. Matter of fact, we already have scheduled the trainers for that in terms of for our elementary teachers, someone to come here right after school is out, and they're going to train up to 25 of our teachers.
That's great.
We're working with our internal teachers about how we're going to implement it and the timing of that. It's probably going to be a phase in, probably take 2 to 3 years in terms of we get K-5, because it takes time to train your teachers, mm-hmm. But we're probably going to start with the upper grade levels first. And we're looking at a computer science module programming course with our 4th and 5th graders next year. But those things take funding.
Yeah.
And mainly it's those funding centered around training and also the consumable materials, and that's what they're helping us with those fundraising efforts. Because what that does, Charlie, when we have those outside funds to help us with our initiatives, that enables us to stretch our general funds to help do things like build our fund balance. Mm-hmm. And so we're very thankful for those. Let's mention quickly, Bartlesville Education Promise is another group, and they've added, in terms of one of the initiatives they have going, is really they're trying to help recruit volunteers for the district. And so they've, matter of fact, I was at Rotary, I'm in Rotary, but Monday, Martin Garber and Ginger Griffin, they gave an update and talked about and we have many of opportunities to volunteer, not just with, some folks think it's just academic related in terms of doing some tutoring, which that's always a need, but we also have many opportunities to volunteer in terms of, we have state testing coming up, just in terms of, it's not very exciting, but watching kids take a test, but in terms
somebody
of,
has to do
that's
it.
Right, helping in the office or monitoring a parking lot or the cafeteria, if you want to help, we would love to have that opportunity. Charlie, one thing I probably ought to mention too from the board meeting, I think the last thing from Monday night, our school calendars were approved for the next 2 years, and those are posted on the front page of our website. So anyone's making long-range vacation planning and wanting to know when
get an extra few more days.
Yeah. So we're back starting basically that third week in August the next 2 years. Still plan to have that full week at Thanksgiving. I think this is our second year we've done that. Mm-hmm. So people can take a look at that calendar. They can make plans for their families.
Yeah, getting closer to that late August start time, I think, is more comfortable to a lot of families.
Sure.
Anyway,
sure.
Well, thank you so much for your time and for your report to the listeners here this morning. And again, I know things are doing well. We didn't get a chance to talk Bruins sports, but so far things are doing pretty well.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much. You. Superintendent McCauley with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. More coming up in just a moment.
We live today in an age of relativism. Constantly we're told that nothing is absolutely correct or right, especially in matters